Welcome back to Ramen Gurjup Untitled. I'm your host, Ram.
I'm your other host, Gurjup.
Before we start, I'd like to remind our listeners that our podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Let's get right into it.
Alrighty.
So, guess what?
What?
So, in Toronto, the mayor's making, like, a weekend day. Yeah, like the artist, the weekend's getting a special day just dedicated to himself because of his like Super Bowl performance
was crazy.
Yeah, his Super Bowl for Corona, like he couldn't have like a stage and stuff. I know, like a live audience with him at the thing. Yeah. But like he did pretty really good.
I feel like it was interactive too, you know.
Yeah, and he spent his own money. NFL and Pepsi didn't pay for it. He spent like $7 million on it. Of his own money. Yeah.
What? What cost $7 million?
I don't know, but like... Yeah. So he was like homeless before. So like him performing at the Super Bowl was like a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So the mayor of Toronto dedicates like February 7th as like the weekend day.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I know.
Day that's yours.
Exactly. So he tweeted, "Proud to proclaim February 7th as the weekend day in Toronto as an honor to the weekend, who is performing today at the Super Bowl. Torontoans are cheering proudly as he takes the stage at the halftime show."
Okay.
So I have a question for you. Do you think there should be...
What is your question?
Do you think there should be a Drake Day?
Bro, Drake's fire. Why didn't he not perform Super Bowl? Drake is the best. He makes... Maybe he's not the most, like, lyrically gifted. Maybe he doesn't write his own song. He makes the most hits out of any rapper that I know.
Exactly. And, like... But, like, I feel like the Super Bowl is more, like, singers and stuff. Performances like that. I feel like maybe... I don't know how, like,
Drake just performing, like, Jumpman.
Yeah, but it would be hype, I think. Yeah. Like, if it's still...
That would need a live audience, though, I feel like.
Exactly. And, like, the biggest... It's, like, really big deal to perform at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like... That's why he invested his own money, which none other artist has ever had to do that.
How much money did that cost?
I know he invested like $7 million into his own performance.
$7 million?
Yeah.
You think it cost $7 million?
I'm pretty sure I heard that from somewhere.
No way. Not $7 million.
I think it was. Okay, wait, let me search this
out. Maybe $7 million total, but not of his own money.
Weekend performance. Cost.
No way. Weekend is rich.
It cost $20 million the whole performance. And he
$20 million.
Yeah, so he put $7 million of his own.
What cost $20 million?
Bro, you see the show, how many extras there were? Look how many extras there were.
The beginning where he's like twisting the camera.
Yeah, and like fireworks.
Have you seen the memes? Like yeah. And like the cameraman and then the Weekend.
Like, yeah, and there's like choking him and spinning around. Okay, let me give you some stats. With the Weekend, like, the Weekend had the best year. Yeah. Like, probably of his whole career.
What's it called? Didn't he have, like, the best song of the century?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know
the best
that.
Song of the century.
That's cool. But, like, okay, so the Weekend, these are his Billboard Global 300 charts.
Yeah.
So these are his stats. So he's had 3 top 10s hits and 7 songs.
Top 10. Didn't, like, Drake have, like, with his God plan, like,
and these are Drake's of this year. His Billboard Global 200 stats are 2 top 10.
Yeah.
And 10 songs in the
Global.
Yeah. So, and this wasn't even Drake's year. This wasn't even like, so it's kind of like weird to see that. Like,
bro, what?
And like, I feel like Drake is bigger than the Weeknd.
Oh, Drake, no, I don't know. I think,
recently?
I think Weekend has more monthly listeners.
Oh, like right now, obviously, because like this is the Weekend year. But overall, star coverage, I'm saying? Like, how many followers does the Weekend have? And I'll search up Drake. But like, how
Weekend has like what? He probably has tons, bro.
I'm pretty sure Drake has more followers, but I might be wrong.
I'll have to like sign it into my thing.
So Drake has 75.5 million followers. 75.5, and then The Weeknd has.
It's probably like 40 million or something.
He has 29 million. Exactly. So like,
Drake, everyone knows. Like exactly, Bollywood, Hollywood, Nollywood,
yeah,
Karollywood, like.
Exactly. So should Drake have his own day?
Yeah, this should be 100%. That should be an international, like.
International celebrated our Drake Day. God's plan.
God's plan.
It's like.
He is so good. Apparently, he doesn't write songs, though.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I've heard that, too. Like, he's written his before songs. Yeah. But he has a ghostwriter.
But, like, he has, like, a ghostwriter, but, like, he says, like, they both write it. But that's, like, with a lot of artists. They, like, write it with their friends. They write it with, like.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even feel like a lot of singers have ghostwriters, and I don't. As long as they have talent, I don't see like a problem with it.
Yeah.
Like if I'm listening to their music and I'm finding it good, so.
But the why should I have a problem? Are you a musician? Are you a true musician if you don't write your own songs?
That's not for me to decide, type of thing. Like, I don't know.
It's not for me to decide. I'm I'm Simon Cowell.
Yeah. What do you think they're gonna do on that day? Like, what's gonna happen? Is there gonna be like a
live performance on the CN Tower or something?
That's pretty sick.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Or him at like the Raptors place, and then like they have like a game. No school.
Oh my god, they should make that a Canada holiday.
Okay, I'm gonna list artists.
Yeah.
All right, and you're gonna say who's better and who's
worse. Oh my god, this is about to start the biggest beef in internet history. These are my opinions, these are not actual opinions. Okay. I have no idea what rap or
Drake, Travis Scott.
Oh, Drake.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
I die. No, I don't know. Okay, the problem with me is that I don't have a favorite musician. Like, honestly, I'll vibe with so many artists that like
you can only hear Drake songs or you can only hear Travis songs. Drake songs for me.
Yeah, I think Drake songs too.
Yeah,
like I don't
understand. I like Travis Scott. I really like him, but like the auto tune is like gets a little annoying sometimes for me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think I like maybe three, like four songs, and I think I like a lot more of Drake's.
Okay, so now let's go to Bollywood.
Oh.
Okay.
What?
Bollywood and Hollywood. You know Imran Khan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's probably one of my favorite Bollywood singers.
Imran Khan? Yeah. Oh, like Bebafa?
And then like Satisfyer. Yeah. All those, yeah. Imran Khan or
Drake.
Harry Styles.
What? Imran Khan.
You asked me.
Okay. Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Or Miley Cyrus.
Bro, Miley Cyrus sucks.
Oh, really?
I don't like Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus or Katy Perry?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, really? You don't like Firework?
Firework.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of the song. Okay, well, this is a stupid game.
Yeah. You want to go next?
Yeah.
Next time we'll plan it out and we'll actually plan a game. We should plan games on this.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I was like, I don't know if that's stupid.
No, you should do
it. No, you should.
We should do tier list.
Yeah, tier list, okay?
Next podcast.
You plan out the tier
list. I'll plan it, honestly.
Okay.
One topic.
All right. In other news, right? This is a thing that's been happening for a while, but I feel like we should cover it, right? Yeah. Is the Yemen crisis, all right?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give you guys a little background info of the Yemen crisis because I did like a whole presentation in social studies and I'm telling it now, right? So Yemen is the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. Yemen has a population of 24 million and more than 80% of the population is in need of humanitarian assistance, including more than 12 million children. Yeah, including 12 million children. Oh, so gosh. Yemen's internationally recognized government and Iran-backed Houthi rebels are fighting for control with a Saudi-led military coalition backing the government. The country's humanitarian crisis is said to be the worst in the world due to the widespread hunger, disease, and attacks on civilian targets.
Wait, you said 12 million children.
12 million children. 80% of the population. 80% of 24 million.
Oh, my God.
All right. So this is where the conflict starts. So the conflict has its roots in the failure of political transition supposed to bring stability to Yemen following an Arab Spring uprising that forced its longtime authoritarian government, Ali Abdul Salah, to hand over power to his deputy Mansour Hadi. In 2011, the main reason for poverty in Yemen is a lack of basic resources such as water, healthcare, and education. Rural and remote areas make it physically, intellectually, and economically isolated from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with COVID-19, it's even worse because they're facing an emergency within an emergency. Sanitation and clean water in short supply, and only half of health facilities are functioning, and many that remain operational lack basic equipment like masks and gloves, let alone oxygen and other essentials to treat the coronavirus.
Bruh.
That was like a presentation.
Yeah.
Like nervous. But like, bro, I feel like we talk, like the world, we talk about a lot of things, and this has spread a lot of awareness, but we need to focus more on this. Like,
yeah, okay. There's so many crises that, like, I feel like a lot of them don't get the... You know why we're seeing the farmers protest so much? Because our families are Punjabi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one else even... A lot of, like, people in our school... most of them don't even know. All of them don't even know.
Bro, I was playing Xbox, and they're like, oh, the farmers protest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like... Did you listen to the podcast?
Yeah, but like, no. And we're bringing light to it, and like, we get more angry over it because we have that heritage.
Yeah.
If with that perspective, like, if we weren't from it and we were looking at it from an outsider's perspective, we probably, I don't know, like, we'd probably have like not that big of an opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we wouldn't really take it that seriously. And back to the Yemen thing.
Bro, Yemen? Okay, so So first of all, I'll tell you why I did this stuff. So basically, my stupid social teacher made me do another thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And she told me, do Yemen. I was like, ah, I don't know what Yemen is really. I see it in, like, you know, Instagram stories, like, oh, what's happening in Yemen. But, you know, I don't really read them because, like, I feel like, I don't know.
There's so much stuff happening that you just kind of...
Yeah, it was like that. It happened during like Black Lives Matter protest too. So I was like...
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard about this too.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay. And then I did it, right? And all these kids are just suffering. Like, you could see their ribs through their, like... You could see them, like, you know, like hungry dogs. Like,
oh, my God.
And I was just like, you know... We just need to do so much for this. We are so privileged.
Oh my God. Right? We're so blessed.
We're so blessed. And I'm like, when you look at those things, you're just so grateful for what you have. Cause like, but whatever, like food for them is like a Cadillac for us, like, or exactly. A Tesla for us. Cause like, it's just so they have a different standard than us.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes when you complain about things, we complain about things, right?
Yeah.
And it's just such a first-world problem. Mm-hmm. And we come, like, blindsided to the fact that, like, all these people around the world, we're probably 800 steps ahead of these people in life.
Mm-hmm. Bro, and the corruption is just nuts, bro. Like,
yeah.
We live in such a good country, even though I don't like Canada. Like, I love Canada, but I don't like living here because it's a little boring.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just like, oh, I'd rather live here than live in, like, Yemen or, like,
exactly.
Africa or India or China or...
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Like, I watched Saving Private Ryan, and, like, it's about the wars and stuff, and, like, it's just so hard to see, like, probably my age... like a year or two older than me. These people are going in and like sacrificing their lives and stuff. And yeah.
Do you think if you were getting enlisted in the military, right?
Yeah.
Would you like break your legs or you wouldn't know how to go or something?
I probably would avoid it at all costs, but then sometimes they force you. And if my family members around me are going, like all my brothers or whatever, and like
all my brothers,
all my brothers,
and all my brothers from the hood, Wakanda,
like you're going and stuff, and then I'd have to go. And, like, we probably wouldn't...
It's kind of like, you know, like, when you go to a relative's house, like, if you're going, we have to go.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Like, are you going to go? Are you going to go?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
He just... His foot just leaves, so he punches himself. Yeah, but... You know, it's just sad to see that... Bro, I was playing... This is probably the cringiest story you'll ever hear, right?
Yeah.
I was playing Xbox, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, we were playing Search and Destroy. Yeah. Right? And we're in game chat, right? And it's just, like, we're just having fun. We're, like, you know, we're just messing around. We're just talking shit to each other. And, like, on the other team, it's, like, six-year-old kids. And they're, like, making fun of our mothers, making fun of our sisters. Like, I fucked your mom.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm, like, bro, we played, like, PSP when we were
Oh, six. Yeah. Bro, we didn't even know... Bro, the internet is, like, suppressing... I'm suppressing. Internet is exposing all these kids to, like all these things so early. Bro. Like, I didn't even know what sex was till, like, grade 6. Like, I had no idea.
Bro, you know... you know how my mom explained how I was born?
Yeah.
Okay, so, in our old Gurdwara, right? There was, like, this room. It was, like, the special
room. Yeah.
Right? So, I was at the Gurdwara. Yeah. And I was like, great, right before we moved here, right?
Yeah.
I was like, how are kids born?
Yeah, for people who don't know, Gurdwara Sahib is like
our temple. Like our church, like our religious house.
Yeah.
Right? So we would go, it was like this special room, no one's allowed in there. And then like at 11:59, almost when it turns midnight on September 4th to September 5th, the Baba gave me and said, this is good job.
But you asked?
Yeah, because I didn't know they were like birthed there.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know.
I know, but I never asked. I just like kind of like, yeah, I just showed up here. I don't know. Like,
and then these little kids are like, I had sex with your mom, your father. And I was like, shut up. Bro, imagine talking like that when you're six.
Oh, I would have been beat up. Like,
bro, they have no respect.
I couldn't even say, like, stupid idiot. Yeah,
I couldn't. I would be like, fudge. And they would be like,
oh, fucker.
You motherfucking.
They kill us.
Yeah.
And do you think, like, games like Fortnite and, like, Warzone.
Fortnite could irritate me.
Yeah, no. Like, Fortnite or Warzone. Do you think they're, like. Do you think these games. This is just, like, a theory. But, like, do you think these games are just, like, making our
kids
minds
more
suppressed?
Toxic?
No, making our minds suppressed to the fact of a war. So when World War III comes, they're not as, like, they don't get as much PTSD and stuff?
Oh, no. I just think it's a fun game.
Yeah, thank you for that reply. Good conversation on the podcast.
I mean, yes.
No, I'm just saying that, like, it's like guns and stuff.
No, like, but gun game... Oh, sorry. I disrupted our whole, like, setting, setup. But, like, you know, war games are... They've been, like, a thing for so long, I feel like. This certain aspect of violence to each game.
Like, yeah, but, like, before it was, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and it was all pixelated and you just, like, karate chop or something.
Fruit Ninja was pretty violent, dude.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know... Freaking Warzone and Fortnite, they have the best graphics I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I was like, zombies, Cold War zombies.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, and I was like, oh my god.
Did you find it fun?
No. It was so bad. The game is not developed well. And
really?
Yeah, they released an undevelopable game. Like, it's just so bad. It's fun, but, like, Mitchell is, like, good at it, and Mitchell sucks at everything. So I'm like, okay, I'm not playing this game.
People really like the zombies. I don't know.
I I really...
Cold War Zombies.
Bro, it's so long.
Yeah, it's so boring. It's so long.
Bro, we played for 1 hour. Like a story. I had like 1,000 kills or something. No, yeah. I didn't have that many, but we got to like so many and then like nuking everyone. I'm like, shut up. That is boring.
Did you guys like win?
No, no, it's impossible. It's literally impossible. I was like,
what round did you guys get to?
Like 40 something.
Oh.
Mitchell's insane. And like he knew this glitch.
Oh, like get on top of something and like you can keep shooting zombies.
Yeah, and then he would just make me get ammo and they're all just like be running around and the zombies would go in like a train.
Yeah, yeah.
So then he would just like throw grenades. It was just you two. Me, him, Josh. Three people. Okay. So many zombies, and then there was like the big boys, yeah, and there was the flying ones, and I was like, I like the Black Ops 3 zombies better, and BO2 zombies probably. I don't know. We played it with our mind.
Yeah.
That's fun. I like that.
So, to shift the topic a little bit, I watched The Social Network the other day, right?
Oh, yeah?
And... it's about, like, Mark Zuckerberg and Eduardo Saverin, right?
That's Justin Timberlake, right?
No, it's, Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
Edward, yeah. So...
Eduardo.
Eduardo owned, like, they created... If you guys don't know, Mark Zuckerberg and Edward Saverin, like, created... were the founders of Facebook and stuff.
The Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook. And,
is my story now.
And no, Mark Zuckerberg created it. Edward Saverin was just like the marketing and like he didn't really kind of like help in the company as well. Yeah, but like, so Eduardo owned
brains and bronze kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Eduardo owned like 30% of the company when they issued 24 million of new stock. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And no, wait, I'm saying this all wrong. He owned 30% of the company before they did this, right? Mm-hmm. So then they released 24 million of new stock to open investors. So, I forget Justin Timberlake's name, but Justin Timberlake's stock was unchanged. Mm-hmm. Mark Zuckerberg's was unchanged. And like, but Eduardo's was diluted because his wasn't like locked in or something.
Yeah.
And he didn't read the contract fully and they kind of screwed him over. And like when they released this, his share was diluted to 0.03% of the company. So he owned nothing. When he was a co-founder with... And, like, it's always... I hate
Justin Timberlake in that movie.
Yeah, I hate him, too. He's, like, a pervert in it, too.
Yeah.
He does, like, cocaine, and he's doing it with underage girls in it, too.
And then he went to jail, and then he... Like...
Yeah, he goes to jail, and then... Yeah, which shows... Mark Zuckerberg, that he, like, chose the wrong guy and trusted the wrong guy when he should have put more of his trust and stuff into Eduardo, yeah. Which was who was with him in the beginning, since the beginning. And, yeah, it's just kind of fucked up to, like, screw over your friend like that.
That is this 100% true story?
Yeah, this is 100% true story. That's, now he is listed as a co-founder.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, fucked up to see, like...
How much money does he get now?
He's a millionaire. He's a billionaire.
Billion?
Yeah.
Eduardo is a billionaire.
Yes. And
So he got his 30% back.
I don't know if he got his 30% back, but I know he's a billionaire. I searched up his net worth. And Mark Zuckerberg's way, way richer than him. Have you seen Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah,
do you know what he looks like?
He's weird.
Yeah, he looks super weird. He looks like a lizard and everyone says he's an alien because of the way he acts and like he's really, really smart, like really, but he's just an asshole. Like everyone says he's just like the worst. And like
sorry.
Like you see like Elon Musk or something. No one says that about him. But everyone says that about Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Apparently the guy who played Mark Zuckerberg in that movie played it so well, I feel like.
I forget. What's his name?
This is Now You See Me guy.
Yeah, like Andy, Zombieland guy.
Andy Summer. Oh, no, I'm just tripping.
Not Andy Samberg. But is this... No, it's not Michael Cera.
Fact check.
We'll just fact check this real quick before we go on.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg, yeah. So.
And then the guy, Justin Timberlake's name was Sean Parker.
Yeah, Sean Parker. Screw that guy, too. Like, no, but, like, see, like, how, like, maybe karma isn't a real thing. Because, like, this guy, Mark Zuckerberg, got away with everything type of thing. Right? And he, like.
Yeah, this guy, right?
Like, yeah, whoa. Yeah.
That's crazy. Billionaire.
Do you think he stole the idea from those two twins?
Oh.
Like the Winklevoss twins?
The Winklevoss twins.
Do you feel like he stole the idea?
Yeah.
So I'll give him I don't think he stole the idea. What? You know what? I think he took inspiration from him because they wanted a dating website. That's what they wanted. Oh, and yeah, he turned it into like a social media. Like, he created social media. Mark Zuckerberg created social media. Like, Facebook, first it was just for Cambridge. Then it, like, expanded, and now it's available to, like, the full world. And I'm pretty sure it has, like, over 1 billion users or something. Which is, like, the most used social media. And now he owns Instagram, too. So, like, this guy's making, like, millions. But apparently, he's, like, selling information to, like, the FBI and,
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, like, he's selling information, like, information that they gather from Facebook. Because, like, you have no idea. Like, you log in and stuff, and, like, they already know, like, they know weird stuff, like your height, your favorite color, what kind of foods you eat. Like, it's weird how much information they can gather just by, like, you scrolling through. That's and so, weird. Like, apparently they sell it to the FBI, and he got, like, sued for it or something. But, like, I think they won the court case. But that's, like, when all the memes came out. Like, he's, like, a lizard because he, like, kind of, like, licks his lips and stuff. And, like, he's, like...
Bro, first, Eduardo, this guy, like, the...
Yeah.
Right, Eduardo? His net worth is $15.6 billion.
Yeah.
$15.6 billion?
Exactly. So, like, I don't feel that bad for him because, like, we feel bad for him, obviously, in The Social Network, but, like, this guy's fine now. Like, he has all the money in the world.
Bro, and Sean Parker, the Justin Timberlake person?
Yeah.
$2.6 billion net worth.
Yeah, he still owns his shares in the company. I know that. And, you know what else?
What?
What was it? Oh, you made me lose my train of thought.
Why did I make you lose
your train of thought? I don't know, you said something.
Screw you.
Would you steal an idea from your, like, close friend?
100%. I don't care.
Yeah, you would?
For
okay,
$15.6 billion?
No, I'm saying, like, okay, you're... No, you don't even know if the idea is going to be worth anything. And you're way smarter than this guy, right? Yeah. You take the idea from your friend. Bro, you're gonna, like, screw up my brain right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, you take this idea from your friend, right? Oh, my God, I just lost my train of thought.
You take this idea from your friend, and then...
Oh, yeah, you're way smarter than this guy. You know how to compute it. You know how this idea is gonna work out, and you know how to, like, market it, everything like that. You can make this idea to life, but your friend doesn't have the resources or... the smarts to do it. Would you just steal it?
I wouldn't steal it. Yeah. I would enhance it and take most of the profits.
Would you give him a share?
Yeah, I would give him a lot of share. I would give him maybe 46, 50-50.
50-50, really? Just 46? For coming up with the idea?
Just with... If I'm doing everything else...
Yeah, you're doing everything else.
Okay, then 30-70.
I would only give him 10, to be honest. Like, if
what if it was me?
If I make the website, if I, like, market the whole thing, I'm taking all the business end, and this guy's just sitting there type of thing. And
that wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for his idea.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, what if you, would you do it if you only took inspiration from the idea? It's not the exact same idea.
Oh, like then Mark Zuckerberg I'll do, did. Then I would give him nothing.
Then you would give him nothing.
If it's just, like, an inspiration, like...
He's not your friend, by the way. That's not your friend.
Okay, no. So, say, like, this guy's making Facebook, right? Yeah. Or, like, a dating website, like, Tinder or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, something like... And then someone makes something like Okay, another website where it also has, you can swipe for girls, but you can also see other posts, what people are doing, and you can follow their accounts, something like that. You know what I'm trying to say. And it's just like a little bit of inspiration from their thing. I wouldn't give them anything.
Yeah, maybe I would take it the same way, probably. I don't know.
Because I put my own twist on it.
Yeah, if I put my own like stuff in it, maybe I'd even give them 1%. But like, that's kind of like petty, like
0.03, that's petty.
Yeah, like I saw like a movie yesterday, it is kind of random, but like it's called Divar, right? And it's with Amitabh Bachchan, and like it's kind of like if I give him 1% share, it's like throwing money on the ground type of thing. And it's like that's what the idea of the movie was, like, no, this one guy, like he's like a drug lord and stuff.
Yeah.
And like in it, Amitabh Bachchan, and he's like, I won't pick up money that's been thrown on the ground. Even when he's like poor. Like when he was like little.
Would you become a drug lord, right?
Never.
No amount of money?
No amount of money. Too many lives are screwed up with drugs. Too many. And like,
you'll become the richest person. You won't get caught.
No. I couldn't care less. Like, I don't really care about being the richest person if it's damaging other people's lives. If I'm the richest person and I'm not damaging people's lives, then
that's what probably. If you're damaging people? Well, okay, yeah, I guess. I wouldn't either, I would just say. Like, try to like, screw you. I was like, trying to make you say something bad for the podcast.
But it's crazy to see, like, it was in February 2004. They started this website from their little college dorm, right? They had a computer. And, like, that's where they started the
Facebook. Was it Stanford or Harvard?
It was Cambridge. Oh. No, I don't know.
Was it Harvard?
Cambridge. No, yeah. It was Cambridge.
Oh.
So, yeah. In fact,
I feel like it's, I swear it was Harvard.
No. Oh, maybe what it was Harvard.
Uni did Mark...
When you search up where it's founded, I think it says Cambridge, but I don't know.
Invent Facebook.
I might be wrong.
Thank you, Harvard.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Search up where it's founded. When was Facebook founded? Just search up that. That's where I got it, I think. Maybe I'm just totally wrong and I just like kind of screwed it up and I was just like, hi.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Cambridge, it was in Cambridge. Harvard's in Massachusetts.
I don't know what's happening.
Massachusetts is in Boston.
Yeah, I know where
Boston, Massachusetts is. Boston, Massachusetts.
So you have anything else to talk about?
Well, I have a bigger story to talk about, but I think I'm going to save that for the next podcast.
Well, we had like 10 minutes.
No, okay, well, I mean, I was just kidding. So basically, okay, Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So there's a theory. I'll talk about one of the two theories, all right?
Okay, yeah, save one for the next
Okay, one. So there's a theory that Michael Jackson is still alive.
Oh, my God.
Okay? He lives in Cuba.
He would be dead by now.
No. No way, he would be like 70.
Okay, let me just...
Okay, there's a video of him getting out of his ambulance when he died on TikTok. So that's the number one reliable source. Oh, yeah. Okay. There's also a conspiracy. People saw him in his own funeral.
Yeah.
There's also there's one of him like at his daughter's birthday or something behind in like a video. And people say he's in Cuba because that's where Tupac is.
And Gandhi and Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler's definitely there.
Wait, am I calculating this?
Bro, how old would Michael Jackson be?
63.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Bib is older.
Yeah, I know. I thought he'd be... 1953 sounds way older than 63 years ago, doesn't it?
That's wrong.
I did it in a calculator twice, bro. 2021 minus 1958.
1950. You said 1953.
Okay, it's 7 more years, though.
That's 70.
Okay.
Ah!
Yeah, 1958. So 63.
Do you think he's still alive?
No.
He is alive, bro.
How did he die?
His, like, doctor, like, over-medicized him or something.
He OD'd?
Yeah, like, he's, like, his doctor... No, he was on prescription meds, and then, like, his doctor gave him too much. Let me see.
Why would he want to die? Didn't he, like, really like the fame and
because,
stuff?
Because, yeah, he really liked the fame, but there was a... He died of cardiac arrest. Efforts to revive him were unsuccessful. Michael Jackson, an incompetent figure in me. Okay, yeah, that doesn't matter.
What is cardiac arrest? Yeah, what is cardiac arrest? Like...
Bro, I learned this in med.
Yeah, I know, I did too, and I feel stupid for not knowing it.
Cardiac arrest is a abrupt loss of
heart. Oh, it's like a blood clot in your heart, no?
No, it's an abrupt loss of heart function in a person who may or may not have been diagnosed with heart disease.
I still don't know what that means, but okay.
Like your heart stops or something. Yeah. You just die. And then...
Bro, isn't there... Okay, wait, this was, like, kind of weird. But in, like, TikTok, I've seen this, like, they made, like, a heart attack gun. And for, like, they made a heart attack gun to, like, shoot people with. So it'd look like they died from natural causes. But, like, people, that's how, like, they assassinated people back in the day.
Maybe that's they did sick. The same okay, thing. You know the Eazy-E thing?
What's the Eazy-E thing?
Okay, so basically, you know Suge Knight, you know Suge Knight.
Yeah.
Okay. So, people who don't know who Suge Knight, he was the, like, CEO, or I don't know if he's the CEO. He was, like, the owner of Death Row Records.
Yeah.
Right? And he was, like, I don't know. Like, I don't personally know him. But apparently, he was really scary, and he was really thug. And one time, he went on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, right?
Yeah.
And he said that you can get this, like, injection where you give them HIV/AIDS, right?
Yeah.
And for people who do not know, Eazy-E also died of HIV/AIDS. And in that thing, right, that they're like, that's how Eazy-E died.
Yeah.
So people think he killed him.
Jimmy Kimmel?
No, Suge Knight.
Oh.
Why would Jimmy Kimmel kill him?
I thought you said Suge Knight died.
Suge Knight was on Jimmy Kimmel yeah. when he said that. Bro. He's such a bad person.
Yeah.
Is
that like confirmed or is that?
No, that's not confirmed. But that's what people. He probably just actually had like AIDS. Yeah. And then.
Just because somebody said that they have an injection now.
Because it was so specific.
Did they have beef before?
Yeah, they had big beef.
Oh, okay.
And then, so basically. Another podcast, right? I'll talk about like Tupac and Biggie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I watched all those documentaries, NWA, all those things. But I'm really interested in those, like, I'm really interested in those, like, topics. I don't know if you're interested in those.
This is just kind of a little topic, but you know about The Bachelor, right? The show The Bachelor?
I think I know about it, yeah.
Like, it's, like, where they take one guy or, like, one... Or, like, there's, like... And there's one guy and, like, a bunch of girls. Or there's one girl and a bunch of guys.
That sounds like a game.
Yeah. And then these people have to compete for that one girl or one guy, right?
Yeah, I get
it's,
it.
It's, like, a reality show.
I would watch that, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty interesting. But, like, people say it's, like, pretty, like, hacked. I don't know what the right word is.
Corrupt.
Fixed. And so, like, so they decide the people, but whatever. Like, would you go on a show like that?
Yes, ever? 100%. If I was a guy and there's, like, 30
would you go
girls.
On The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Which one's the one where I'm with
you're
a bunch old... of girls
oh,
going for me?
Bachelor.
Bachelor.
You would go on The Bachelor?
Yeah, imagine.
I would, too. No, I don't know, because it kind of, like, ruins your reputation. I know that. Because, like, they make you do things. They make you do, like, you write some lines for yourself or something. I don't know how it works. I've never actually watched it, but, like.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
But, like, they go on a date, right? And, yeah. like, the guy says the same thing to every single girl.
What's up, baby cheeks?
And, like, I don't know. It's kind of, like, fucked up, like, fuck boyish, no? Because if you did that anywhere else and it's not an actual reality TV show, you would call that person a fuckboy, right?
I feel like that's the objective of the show. That, first of all, they are fuckboy if they're going on the show. They're just horny.
So what you're saying is that you're really horny?
100%. Like, what? No. I'm not saying that. But like, I'm just saying that the point of the show is like for them to like... See, if it was I would make 4 lines, right? For a girl that I really liked, 3/4, half, and none. Right? Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, let's end the podcast. Let's end the podcast right there. So you can follow me at ram_gil_.
You could follow me at goodjob_m.
You can email us at theuntitledpodcast2323@gmail.com. And if you enjoyed our podcast, please go leave a review at Apple Podcasts.
Good review.
And thank you for listening. See you all tomorrow.